The Book of Genesis, Chapter 46. And Israel took his journey with all that he had and came to Beersheba and offered sacrifices to the God of his father Isaac. And God spoke to Israel in visions of the night and said, Jacob, Jacob. And he said, Here I am. And he said, I am God, the God of your father. Don't be afraid to go down into Egypt, for I will there make of you a great nation. I will go down with you into Egypt, and I will also surely bring you up again. And Joseph will put his hand on your eyes. And Jacob rose up from Beersheba. And the sons of Israel carried Jacob their father and their little ones and their wives in the wagons which Pharaoh had sent to carry him. And they took their cattle and their goods which they had gotten in the land of Canaan and came into Egypt, Jacob, and all his seed with him, his sons, and his sons' sons with him, his daughters and his sons' daughters, and all his seed he brought with him into Egypt. And these are the names of the sons of Israel who came into Egypt, Jacob and his sons, Reuben, Jacob's firstborn, and the sons of Reuben, Hanok and Palu and Hezron and Carmi, and the sons of Simon, Jemuel and Jamin and Ohad and Jachin and Zohar, and Shaul the son of a Canaanitish woman, and the sons of Levi, Gershon, Kohath and Merari, and the sons of Judah, and Onan and Shelah and Perez and Zerah. But and Onan died in the land of Canaan. And the sons of Perez were Hezron and Hamul. And the sons of Issachar, Tola and Puva and Jashub and Shimron. And the sons of Zebulun, Surd and Elon and Jaleel. These are the sons of Leah whom she bore to Jacob in Paddan Aram, as well as his daughter Dinah. All the souls of his sons and his daughters were 33. And the sons of Gad, Zephon and Haggi, Shuni and Esben, Iri and Arodi and Arali, and the sons of Asher, Imnah and Ishva and Ishvi and Beriah and their sister Sarah, and the sons of Beriah, Heber and Malchiel. These are the sons of Zilpah whom Laban gave to his daughter Leah, and she bore to Jacob these 16 souls. The sons of Jacob's wife, Rachel, Joseph and Benjamin. And to Joseph in the land of Egypt were born Manasseh and Ephraim, whom Asenath, the daughter of Potipherah priest of On, bore to him. And the sons of Manasseh, his wife bore Asriel, and his Aramean concubine bore Machir. And Machir begot Gilead, and the sons of Manasseh's brother, Ephraim, Shuthelah and Tahan. And the sons of Shuthelah, Iran. And the sons of Benjamin, Bela and Becher and Ashbel, and the sons of Bela were Jira and Naaman, Ahai and Rosh and Muppim, and Jira begot Ard. These are the sons of Rachel she bore to Jacob, 19 souls in all, and the sons of Dan, Hushim, and the sons of Naphtali, Jaziel and Guni and Jezer and Shillem. These are the sons of Bilhah, whom Laban gave to Rachel his daughter, and these she bore to Jacob, 7 souls in all. All the souls who came with Jacob into Egypt, who came out of his loins, excluding Jacob's daughters-in-law, were 66 souls in all. And the sons of Joseph, who were born to him in the land of Egypt, were 9 souls. All the souls of the house of Jacob, who came with Jacob into Egypt, were 75 souls. Jacob sent Judah ahead of him to Joseph, to show Joseph the way to them in Goshen, and they came into the land of Goshen. And Joseph made ready his chariot and went up to meet Israel his father to Goshen. And he presented himself to him and fell on his neck and wept on his neck a good while. And Israel said to Joseph, Now let me die since I have seen your face that you are yet alive. And Joseph said to his brothers and to his father's house, I will go up and tell Pharaoh and will say to him, My brothers and my father's house who were in the land of Canaan have come to me. And the men are shepherds, for they have been keepers of cattle, and they have brought their flocks and their herds and all that they have. And it will come to pass when Pharaoh will call you and will say, What is your occupation? Then you will say, Your slaves have been keepers of cattle from our youth even until now, both we and our fathers, that you may dwell in the land of Goshen, for every shepherd is disgusting to the Egyptians.